Hi, my name's Nick Harris, and in this video, I'm going to demonstrate how you can take a disconnected data-centric Windows Phone application and connect it to the cloud using Windows Azure Mobile Services. Now, this application runs in a disconnected mode, so all of its data is stored locally on the device. I want to be able to persist this data up within our mobile service such that it can be easily shared and used across multiple device applications. So let's have a look at how we can do that. The first thing we'll want to do, though, is to familiarize ourselves with this application. So this is a simple to-do list application. Now, everything that I'm going to do here is going to occur locally in memory on the device. And later, we'll connect it to a mobile service such that we're now persisting that data up to the cloud. So let's add our first item. Check out tutorials online. So there's our first item. We'll say perhaps check out videos online. So WindowsAzure.com has a number of tutorials and videos that you can watch related to mobile services. But in hitting save, I've just demonstrated that there is a save operation. There's also an update operation occurring, and there's also a query operation occurring here. So with that, that's our simple application. So, if we want to connect this application to a mobile service, we'll first need to create one of those and then update our client code to utilize it. So let's cut across to the portal. You'll now note that I'm within the Windows Azure portal, and I've selected the Mobile Services tab here. Now, I've got a couple of mobile services, but let's look at how we can create a new one. Select New, Compute, Mobile Service, Create. And we're presented with a simple wizard to create our mobile service. I want to call this mobile service to-do item WP for Windows Phone. Now, this is a unique subdomain on azuremobile.net that provides us an endpoint that we can connect to from our client application to consume this service. The next option we need to specify here is whether we're using an existing SQL database. Perhaps you want to have multiple mobile services using the 1DB. Or perhaps you want to create a new SQL database instance such that this mobile service is running in isolation. We're going to create a new SQL database instance here. The next thing that we need to specify is what region we want to use. In this case, I'm going to deploy this mobile service in the East US region. Select Next. On this step of the wizard, we then simply specify which server we want that DB deployed to. In your case, this may be your first mobile service, so you'll need to select New SQL Database Server and step through the wizard steps there. I've already created a couple here. I'm going to use my database server that's within the East US region. And we simply need to provide a password such that that database can be provisioned on that server. So with that, my mobile service is now being created. So as soon as this is created, it takes some 10 to 15 seconds, you'll find that you can now safely start consuming this mobile service. So let's let this create. Great, and we're done. So if you recall, our application was storing to-do items. So the first thing we're going to need is a table to store our to-do items within. So let's go to the Data tab here, select Data. Now you can select Add a Table. If you've already got tables, you can also use the Create in the command bar down the bottom here. And we're going to call this table, since it's storing to-do items, we're going to call it to-do item. And we'll hit save, and that table is now already created. And let's click into this briefly. You'll notice if I select the columns tab here, that we've only got one column called ID. Now, our to-do item has a number of properties. We know that there's a description and also a flag whether that item was completed. Now, mobile services is pretty cool in that we've got a feature called dynamic schema. Now, dynamic schema is simply your mobile service will look at the entities that you're passing up to it, and if there is not a column for that entity, dynamic schematization will go off and create that column for you. So you, in actual fact, don't even have to touch the underlying database. So let's have a look at how this works. To connect our client application, we're going to need to know two things. We're going to need to know the endpoint of our mobile service and the mobile service's key. Now, you can get the mobile service application key through Manage Keys. I like to use this shortcut, select Windows Phone, and in this case, we're connecting an existing Windows Phone app to our mobile service. Now, I've already installed the Mobile Services SDK. This is a client SDK that your Windows Phone application can use to perform CRUD operations and login operations against your mobile service. The next step that we really need here is connecting your application. Now, I'm going to copy this snippet, and you'll see in this snippet that it's actually got our Mobile Services endpoint, tutoritemwp.azuremobile.net, and our application key. So if I return now to Visual Studio, what we can do is start wiring up our application. So it requires three simple steps. The first one, add a reference to the Mobile Services Client SDK. Second, create an instance of your Mobile Services Client. That's a code we copied into our clipboard. And then the third step is to wire up your CRUD operations. So let's add a reference. We select Windows Phone, Extensions, and select the Windows Azure Mobile Services Managed Client. Select OK. So we've now got a reference to our Mobile Services Managed Client. The next step we need to do is to drop in the snippet which we got from the portal. Now you'll note here that the Mobile Services Client is saying that it can't be found. That's because we have to add a using statement. I'm going to use Control Dot as a shortcut here. Say select using mobile Microsoft.WindowsAzure.MobileServices. See, that's dropped that up there. But now this is resolved. So our mobile service client is our client proxy to our mobile service. It makes it really easy for us to perform operations against our mobile service. So the next and last thing we need to do, wiring up our client application to perform those CRUD operations to save our to-do items, to update them, and to also refresh them. So let's jump across to the main page to do that. So the first thing we're presented with, and one of the most important things here, is our to-do item. Now this is the entity which we'll serialize over the wire. You'll note importantly that the name of the class in this case matches the name of the class, or table I should say, that we created in the Windows Azure portal, to-do item. It's got a number of properties, an ID, that's our primary key, and then it's got two properties for storing information related to that to-do item, the to-do item text or description, and whether that item is complete or not. Now, as I said before, the application is currently running in a disconnected mode, and what we're doing in this video is connecting it. So I was storing everything in this local collection, observable collection, called items. So I'm going to comment this out, and I'm going to use what we call the Mobile Services Collection View. Now, this collection view simply implements iCollectionView, and it makes it very easy and simple to bind to the list view. So we're going to use this, and in this case our Mobile Services Collection View takes in the generic type of to-do item, and we call it item still. Now if you recall, there's three operations we're performing. The first one was an insert operation, so let's have a look at how we now, rather than inserting locally into memory, we go off and save this data up within our mobile service. So to do this, we use the Mobile Services Client that we created an instance of in our app code behind. Recall? Here, we called it mobile service. So we say, in this case, we're going to await because our API is all async. Specify the method as async. So we're going to say await app.mobileservice, get table because we want to interact in this case with the to-do item table. And then we want to say insert async. And of course, we want to pass up the to-do item that we create in the UI to that mobile service. With that simple one line of code, we're now persisting our data directly up to our mobile service running in Windows Azure. So let's have a look at another operation here. Let's do an update. Again, we use an async operation. So we want to await it, and we need to specify our method as async. Say await, similar to before, app.mobileservice, handled to this table, to-do item, and we say, in this case, update async, and we can simply pass in the to-do item that's being updated. And with that, we've now updated our item within our mobile service. If you wanted to delete, there's also a delete async operation. So we can perform those CRUD operations, insert, update, delete. What about querying data back? Well, to query data back, it's quite easy as well. So in this refresh operation, I want to query back the items from my mobile service. So I can say items is equal to app.mobileservice get table to-do item. And we can say dot where to-do item, so we're just providing an expression here, is equal to to-do item complete false. So in this case, I want all to-do items that are not yet flagged as complete to be returned to my device. And I'm going to use this simple overload here, toCollectionView, to convert it to that mobile services collection view. And with that, we've now provided a very simple query in a very simple means using a simple expression here. We don't have to filter our result set. We could have just called toCollectionView like that. But in this case, I only want items that aren't complete. So with that, our application is now collected to Windows Azure. Let's run it. So here's our client application. Let's pull up our mobile service. Going to dock it over here on the right so we can see the data that we're pushing up. Select the data tab. You can see that at the moment there's no records, so let's add one. Say to-do item 1. Second to-do item, check out some other videos. Save. So there's two items. Now if we click in here, you'll see that we've got a number of things. The first thing is we've got our two items. And if you recall, we talked about the columns being created for us. Well, there you go. You can see that the text and complete columns were created automatically for us using Dynamic Schema. We can also do things. So this was our insert operation we just demonstrated. Let's perhaps perform that update operation, which we did second. So we've now updated that item. And if we hit refresh on here, we'll see the complete now change to true. Now, our refresh operation was performing a query to return back all items where complete is false. So if I hit refresh on this, you'll see correctly that we're getting the to-do item back where complete is false. So this concludes the simple demonstration of showing how you can take a disconnected data-centric app and connect it to the cloud using Windows Azure Mobile Services. Please check out the links to the step-by-step tutorials that are available on windowsazure.com. It's in the description below this video. Thank you.